silence. Contact WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We've been married 38 years. We're retired, and this is how we live united.
We play golf and we travel, but we also decided we were going to give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
I do the nursing at the clinic.
I work the front office, checking in patients, greeting them, making them feel comfortable.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places, the places that need it most and implement it best.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too.
We even get a few bless yous. It's incredible.
We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic, so we don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
The Mix. With your host, Bam. On WHFR.
My name is Bam, and I invite you to join me for my newest show called The Mix with Bam, every Thursday from 9 to midnight. The 3-hour mix is spun by guest DJs from around the world, featuring the very best in electronic music. It's all hosted by me, every single Thursday from 9 to midnight, right here on the only station making waves, WHFR.
Hey parents, pick up your kids without embarrassing them with OMGPS, a navigation system that tells you how far away you need to park when you pick them up.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
That is Put Me on the Radio.
WHFR, Dearborn. What do you mean? Why are you pointing at your microphone?
Yeah.
I can hear. Can you hear you?
No, I can't at all.
Oh.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right. We need to fix that.
All right. Down there?
Yeah, maybe.
How about right there? Let's turn our music off.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
I like our music.
Is that better? Oh, now I can hear myself. All right. Yeah, you know, the beauty of live radio.
I had Dennis turned down.
Do you want to... How about if we start over and record this show instead of going live?
I'm kidding.
This is Dennis. Really? I'm here with Lindsay. This is HFCC's Campus Connection. What we do each month is talk to you about... Lindsay and I kind of consider ourselves the ambassadors of the school.
Yeah, we kind of are.
And we put things together. We learn about what's going on at the school and how it relates not only to students, faculty, staff, and the radio station, but also how it affects the people in the outside communities, the surrounding communities, which means we have a lot of cool stuff going on that does, in fact, affect
the
general public.
That's nice. In fact.
And I want, as we sometimes do, because you're on your own little track now at Wayne State. I'm still here at HFCC. I'd like to find out what's going on in Lindsay's life.
Lindsay's on summer vacation.
No classes at all?
No classes at all. No.
All right. Well,
I'm on summer vacation.
Well, I know we recorded our last show. We're live now, but
we're live
recorded last show
radio.
Because you were, you know, parading around the state.
Yeah, where I was up in the northern part of the state, I believe, that time.
I think you were.
And then, I was. Sorry, Dennis, you keep pointing over here.
No, I know, but it's just...
For the people that are listening, Dennis points at the board like I'm supposed to be doing something.
It's funny because Lindsay sits by the board looking like she should be... No, seriously, I hear myself differently than you do, I think, but we're gonna move forward.
I think you sound fine.
Thank you. Oh, aww. That's maybe one of the nicer things you said.
I've missed you.
For some... Yeah, apparently. Do you know where I was?
You were in Oklahoma.
I was. My son came in to visit. We took the long 1,034-mile trek back. We drove back with him, stayed in Oklahoma for a week. you know what's funny? And I went on Facebook and I talked about how hot it was there, just in general terms. And a couple of my friends were like, oh, it's really hot here too. You know what, Lindsay? And I say this with all due respect, people here have no idea what hot is. Now, and I realize that now because my son, and this is like contrary to what we all thought he would do, not with his life, but at this point, I never envisioned him as a farmer, right?
No.
He works on a farm and it's 104 degrees. They have what's called there. Here we have a heat index. In Oklahoma, they call it comfort level, which I think is counterintuitive. It's more like a discomfort level or an uncomfort. But so at 104, then they say, but the comfort level is 113 or 120 or whatever. And it was regularly comfort level 111 to 115 degrees during the day. And I just, you think this is weird, but I had so much fun.
Hot fun.
I picked tomatoes. I picked corn. I helped. I learned stuff about farming. I had no idea. Now, that said, it was for a couple days.
How big is this farm?
The farmer owns 23 acres, but that's not all farm.
Okay.
In fact, he goes to a farmer's market every Saturday, much like we have here on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, about the same size, but there's a lot more like fresh produce there. And he sells everything he picks, and that's how he makes a living. And he does pretty well.
Everything he grows and picks.
You're not kidding. I mean, it's very labor intensive, obviously.
Yeah.
And my son works there, and as well as he works at a pizza place too.
Cool.
And he will be going to school. Anyway, yeah. So it was a very interesting week for me. I learned a lot about farming. I learned that I can handle more heat than I thought I could.
I thought you'd have a straw hat on today. I'm a little disappointed. I knew that you were doing the farm thing and
straw hat, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's in the car.
Okay. All right. Good. Because I was a little disappointed. I walked in and Dennis had no straw hat.
No, I don't. I know that we have actually quite a few things to cover.
We got a lot going on.
But I want to ask you. You got a chance to go to one of the nights, the shows.
The One Act Play.
One Act Play Festival.
Yes.
Tell me what you thought, please.
I thought it was wonderful. I was going to say pleasantly surprised, but I wasn't that surprised because I knew it would be great because we interviewed Jen Reimars, who was the director of the first one, which was the faculty meeting. The faculty meeting.
What did you think of that?
I thought it was hilarious.
Did you really
I thought
laugh?
It was hilarious. I laughed. And I went alone and I sat there and laughed and
I know you did your show and you scooted right over.
I ran over.
I had them hold the curtain for you.
Yeah, Dennis did. Thank you for that.
You're very
that was
welcome.
Pretty cool. I had my name at the door waiting for me. It was so VIP treatment.
That's
I was
cool.
Like, wow.
Did you get your pedicure while you were sitting there?
I am the ambassador of the school, you know. So
okay, there was no pedicure. You're like, "What? Did I miss that?"
Right? Thanks.
We had fun.
It was wonderful. Though the faculty meeting was hilarious, and
we had Mikhail on also, and he directed the second one, which was Vivian.
Yeah,
very intense, wasn't it?
Really intense. It really hit close to home. I have some family members that have suffered with mental illness.
Wow.
And I, you know, as you know, I lived with my grandfather for the last year of his life.
Yeah,
and he was, you know, it was just really, really hard to take care of an old man, and watching that play just made me think about him and the relationship we had. It wasn't as, you know, I mean, he knew who I was. Thank God I didn't have to deal with someone.
Well, you weren't estranged. In other words, you were still in his life.
Yeah, well, but there were many, many years where I was not in his life.
I see.
At all. So it was getting to know someone that I did not know.
Right.
And he was getting to know me, who he did not know. He knew me as a little child, but not as a grown woman with a family and
right.
stuff. So it was that one hit close to home, but I enjoyed it. God, was it great.
Good.
It was wonderful.
And
Kyle did a wonderful job with that one.
I thought so, too. And then Christian Planka, he's 14 years old. He's he just graduated from Bryant Middle School. He'll be going to Dearborn High this coming fall. And he played well out of what I would consider his range. He played a 40-something-year-old man. And I thought he played it really well. Why are you looking at me like that?
I was not aware
of
that this was a child going into Dearborn High.
Yeah.
Like this
Christian
was like,
is amazing.
He oh
is.
My God, is he amazing. Yeah. Now I'm even more blown away. That was Dennis.
Maybe,
how come I didn't? Maybe it was just, we did interview, but maybe it was one of those things that just kind of like.
We didn't interview Christian, no.
No, but we interviewed Mikhail. Maybe that was just something that was kind of left out.
Well,
was that mentioned in our interview?
It's like, I don't, you know what? I don't know.
Yeah, I need to take better notes.
Well, I think you'd remember.
I think I would have remembered that because that's major. That's major. And that's really, really cool. I hope to see a lot more of Christian and his,
Well, yeah, the thing is
acting.
That he's, you know, I think at some point we'll have him on an edition of Campus Connection.
This fall would be wonderful.
That would be, you know, whatever he's going to be in at the school, because he's been in like nine, I mean, ridiculous amount of plays at HFCC, and he just, like I said, he's just going into Dearborn High. He'll be a freshman.
Awesome.
The third play, of course, was called Actor's Nightmare, and
hilarious.
Yeah, Laith was amazing. He's in Vital Signs, which we'll talk about later, and I'd love to have him on for our August 9th show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe another actor or two.
So much talent, just like spurted, like just out of that guy, like crazy.
He's crazy. He's very, very talented. The fourth play was Augustus Does His Bit, kind of an World War One English comedy. And then, of course, the last one was Jerry mm-hmm. Jablinski. And that was a very intense kind of a play about oppression. And you got to see me fall on the stage and get carried off.
I was in shock. I had no idea that you were going to be having a debut.
You didn't know I was in it?
I did not know you were in it. Not at all. I knew that you were helping out a ton with backstage and stage prep and building and everything and, getting the show on the road, so to speak. I had no idea that you were going to be making an appearance in the final play.
Yeah, and it's funny because I didn't have any lines. I did, but they were actually done as a voiceover.
Yeah.
So here I am. I'm in the spotlight, pretty beat up. I don't know if you saw the makeup they
Dennis
did.
Was looking pretty rough. Yeah. I, for a second, was like, oh, my God, is that Dennis? Yeah. I had no one to sit with to be like, hey, is that Dennis?
And well,
I almost said it to the people sitting behind me, and they would have been like, who's Dennis?
No, they'd probably known me. Yeah, anyway. But... So then after that, immediately after the voiceover, I fall and I get carted off by a guy.
He collapses. He just plummets to the ground.
And it's so funny because the guy who, Tim Pollack, played the guard, or yeah, the guard who carts me off, and he's like 19,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's like half my age, and he just... But he's a strong kid, had to be. And he yanks me off, and there's only so much room. So I feel like my legs are, like, still in view.
Yeah.
So I don't move until it ends. Anyway, I don't want to go over it. We talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
I wanted your opinion, and I hadn't talked to you since.
It was wonderful. All of it was really great, and I had a good time.
Good. I'm glad.
It was a late evening, though. It did run. It runs late. It was on... started at 8 o'clock. Well, you held the curtain, so it was 8:08 on the dot.
On the dot.
And then I was out of here like a little after 11, I think.
I know. That's
a long time. It was a long time, but I didn't know, like, I was enjoying all of it so much that I was not looking at my watch like, geez, when's this going to end?
I didn't think it was going to be that long.
No, right. I had a great time.
And I'm so glad.
I loved all of them.
And then something I wanted to talk about, and I know I'm moving and these aren't real smooth segues, but you have something new in your life regarding your show here
With WHFR?
Yeah. Tell me about your new show.
Playing in the Waves is now playing on Sundays
from
11 to 1. I am... was every other Saturday, as you know, for like the last almost 2 years.
Right.
I've been doing every other Saturday. And it's been really hard for my listeners. It's been hard for me to promote the every other Saturday. It's like confusing.
Right.
And, you know, I'm dealing with children.
Yeah.
No, they're so bright. Yeah, exactly. No, they are so bright. And it's the children that do remember and the parents that are like, really? I don't think it's this Saturday. I think it's next Saturday. And I do a lot of work with the Dearborn Libraries, and it's been really hard for them to help promote my show for me, because when it comes to like putting flyers up or something in the Henry Ford Centennial or Bryant Branch Library, they have trouble because it's every other Saturday, so it's confusing to them to have to post stuff for me or put stuff up on their bulletin boards.
No, I think a lot of our listeners know, but your format is family-friendly.
It's mostly folk, family-friendly folk, and a lot of it is... And what's going on that's free, family fun, in and around the area. So if you want to do something fun that's free with the family, then you tune into Playing in the Waves, and I'll tell you where to go to get it for the whole upcoming week.
You're like an ambassador in that regard as well.
I am just an all-around ambassador.
What the heck? Okay. Well, I think it's fair to say that you you moved into the Sunday slot from Saturday because an opportunity came with John Bomarino, who's been with the station for a long time.
A really long time. An amazing, amazing person. Knows his stuff.
What a talent. Seriously. And he does. He's on it. He wasn't just on here, our independent, non-commercial educational station, WHFR. He was also on a station in Ann Arbor.
Which is also independent. Right. Yeah, 107.1 is, yeah.
But
that's his deal.
It's such a deal, and apparently he's out and about so much that he couldn't keep his commitment here on Sundays, which worked out beautifully for you. He did he did all folk.
He was folk, acoustic alternatives.
Yeah.
And I'm just picking up kind of where you left off. It's more family-oriented. I mean, folk music is pretty much family friendly all around. I mean, I don't really have much folk that isn't, you know.
No, I know, but when I've listened to your show, that's the general feeling I get, is something kind of folky, and I really
a lot of folk, and I mix in some kindy rock, kindependent music. is what it's called. That's a whole genre.
You didn't make that up just
now? I did not make that up.
Oh, you should have told me you did.
Kid dependent. Yeah, I wish I would have. Because awesome. The people that are doing that are doing pretty well. There's actually kindy rock stages and stuff at like big music festivals, like Lollapalooza has a kindy rock stage where they're having kid musicians.
That shouldn't
and stuff
surprise
and,
me.
Yeah,
because
it's really cool.
Honestly, with the popularity of some of the kids' stations, mm-hmm. like Disney and Nickelodeon, those cable stations, they are far more popular than ever. Mm-hmm. And that brings a lot of kids younger and younger ages to, gives them more exposure. But in addition, it's a whole new world of music for adults too.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like,
did you realize that the only family-friendly kid music show in the metropolitan area is Playing in the Waves?
I did not know that.
That's it. I'm it for the whole area, pretty much for all of southeastern Michigan. There are not any other kid music radio programs.
Well, I'm especially proud of you because
Thanks, Dennis.
we're together on Campus Connection. But you just gave me a beautiful segue that I'm going to jump on. And you were talking about
that's why I'm here.
The only family-friendly show
mm-hmm.
in the area right now, correct?
Yes.
Well, there's a lot of onlys that take place at Henry Ford Community College.
Very true.
And I think that a wonderful thing that we got recognition as we're in the top 100 two-year schools. Now, you have that in front of you, so maybe you can give a more accurate. What was the statistic? Because I know we broke it down. It's broken down by not only classification of students. In other words, different minorities, students, but it's also broken down by the particular courses, is it not?
It is. It is.
And I remember looking at, in regard to nursing, we're 21st in the country, number one in the state of Michigan, but 21st in the country for those getting into nursing as far as registered nursing.
Awesome.
But we're in the top 100 overall and in the top 50 in certain programs specifically. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the other ones, I know education, business, criminal justice, like I said, nursing,
business management and health careers.
Now, when I say top 100 in the country, that included 1700 community colleges.
Did it?
That's what I remember reading.
It did. You gave me the wrong sheet. Now I'm looking at the other one. I was reading this one, which is amazing. We're going to get to that one later too.
Okay. Well, again, but that's
they're all linked together.
They are. What we did was when Lindsay and I do our, 4.5 minutes of show prep. Okay, it's really not that much, but
no, we work on this for months. Well, yeah.
We start working right after our last show. The reality is in the spring and summer, there's seemingly less going on at the school for us to share with you. But that's not true. We just have to dig a little deeper.
Right. 1,700 community colleges nationwide. HFCC ranked in the top 100 for associate degrees awarded overall in an associate degree confirmed in, African-American students is where that one is for the top 100.
Okay.
And also we have ranked in the top 50 for associate degree producing community colleges in the areas of business management, criminal justice, education, nursing, and health careers, as you've already said. And this is coming from the Community College Week. It's a paper, mm-hmm. magazine
it's
release,
publication. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And awesome.
It is awesome.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
And it, like we said, for nursing, which forever was seemingly the fast track from to employment. I mean, a lot of people looked at not only healthcare, mm-hmm. but nursing in particular as the field to get into, the industry to get into, because it does pay so well and they needed so many. Now, I know that because that was the case for so long, there aren't as many jobs as there were. We've talked about everything kind of goes in cycles. But to be the 21st, to rank number 21 in the country as far as community colleges for nursing is amazing. Mm-hmm. And to be number one in the state, I think that's really telling.
Yes.
Because I know that Schoolcraft and OCC was actually behind us.
They were all behind us.
No, I mean, but they were close. They were number 30.
Yeah.
And we were 21st. So, I mean, what I'm saying is that this isn't like, there's no real good schools. We're competing against some pretty darn good schools.
We are.
And to rank 21 in the country is very, I'm proud.
Number one in the state. I'm really proud. And, I don't have an exact statistic.
We'll look this one up.
Go ahead. But how many of our graduates go on to further education and go on to four-year colleges?
That is a great question.
I know we do have a ton, because one of the things about Henry Ford Community College is our articulation agreements with other schools and how many credits we transfer over. I mean, I'm really fortunate for transferring to Wayne State. They took like 70 something credit hours, which doesn't happen very often.
No, but also you came from another school here, and because of the department head, mm-hmm. you were able to transfer credits that normally, I don't know that they wouldn't normally, I shouldn't say it that way, but she figured out a way to get that
to help
experience.
Me out and, yes, exactly.
And how it would equate to actual
credit
hours.
The many
hours.
Internships that I had done and yeah. attending a broadcast school in the past. And
so
being
the common
to...
denominator here is HFCC.
Mm-hmm.
Just treated you very well. And then
yeah, I got 2 associate degrees from this school. So yay for me. What like a 10-year veteran?
alum? You know, if you stick at something long enough, Lindsay.
Right. Dennis is following in my footsteps.
Yeah, easily. I may
you'll
actually.
You'll have more than 2.
I'll break your
records.
But the one thing that we were talking about was that, and I think it's in your hands, is the business program here that they initiate, international business.
The new international business
2007,
program.
2007.
Yes.
That's how new it is.
Uh-huh.
And they have, in front of you, it talks about the first graduate.
The first graduate with an associate's degree in international business from HFCC was Vanessa Barrios.
Congratulations,
Vanessa. Yes, congratulations. She walked in the May commencements.
Right.
And she is actually going to be furthering her degree at Eastern Michigan this fall. And we have an articulation agreement with EMU, which allows 80 to 83 credit hours to transfer for a bachelor degree in business administration.
For people that don't know what that means, it means that this young lady or people following in this particular major can in fact stay at HFCC a year longer, gain 20 to 23 extra credits at our lower rates.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep that in mind. They're much, much lower here. Eastern's competitive for a 4-year school, but it can't compete with HFCC. So they pay those lower rates. They don't have to travel, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they go for their final year at Eastern. At Eastern's rates, but it's still you save.
And they're so prepared. I mean, coming from HFCC, you get like the best instructors. You know what you're doing. Our international business program is it's designed. Let's see. I had circled it.
Did you?
I did. They prepare. No, yeah, Dennis. Jeez. No, they prepare students for careers in international business and related fields in the world economy, which. What's going on with our economy in the world right now?
Right.
We need some HFCC grads to get in there and fix what's going on.
Right.
The program study emphasizes broad business knowledge with an understanding of how globalization interjects people, companies, and governments of different nations. And we are a really multicultural, diverse area.
Oh my gosh!
So the amount of different languages that are floating through, spoken through Henry Ford Community College.
They can be heard.
The students that are going into international business are a majority of them. I know are bilingual.
What do you think you'd have to be at least bilingual?
Well, yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying.
Okay, so. These students, they learn how to understand the impact of globalization on the environment, culture, political systems, economic development, prosperity, societal well-being. I mean, this is all really, really, really important stuff, and it's what's going on for the future of the world.
You're kind of surprised, like I am, that there's so many... Like, we think of HFCC, we're so comfortable here. Even now, I mean, you spent your 10 years or whatever.
Right, I think of WHFR and I think of nursing. I'm like, HFCC is great because we have, like, the best nursing program. We have an awesome radio station, which has been going on for 25 years
we're
now.
We're in our 26th year, yeah.
26th year, yeah. And we have awesome theater and stuff, but you don't think about this.
No, you don't. You don't think about being, like our basketball team going... to runner up in the state in the I'm sorry runner up in the national championship game. Our students Batul Saad named the USA Today scholar,
mm-hmm.
one of 50.
Right.
I mean, this is just
this is USA Today. This isn't like
right.
you know, Dearborn Press and Guy.
Right.
This is major.
And not a knock against the Dearborn Press.
No, not at all.
But it's USA Today on a national level, and now we're getting international recognition. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it really is. Which we also have, and I'm just moving along because I saw HSCC names first something else in front of you there.
Outstanding biotech. Technology student.
Yet another field.
Yet another student here that is just going above and beyond in their dreams for the future, I guess you could say.
I think that's a really good way to put it.
Yeah.
What is that? This one I didn't read as well. I do know, like, what are they? I don't want to put you on the spot either.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dennis.
Okay. So anyway, when I was 12, no, biotech.
Biotechnology. Like, what is biotechnology? You want to?
No, I'm curious what they're, like, what umbrella.
Recently, the HFCC Biotechnology Program, which is headed by Dr. Jolie Stepniak.
I do know that name.
Do you know that? Good. Because I hope I didn't butcher it.
No, it was actually perfect.
Was presented the first Outstanding Biotechnology Student Award to Dearborn resident Cynthia Morris.
All right.
And so yay for her. Congratulations, Cynthia. The award symbolizes the HFCC Science Department's biotechnology program as an academic field that students are interested in studying, given the growing importance of this field on human life. Okay, so what is the growing importance of this field?
Well, I'm sure it's just how technology relates to regular biological science.
Very good, Dennis.
Well, wouldn't that make sense? I mean, like, in what way can we heal people better? Because biology being, I'm thinking of the body. So, I mean, you know, if there's people out there listening right now, they're like, no, you're not even close. Okay.
845-9676. You can call and put us in our place.
Yeah, 313. Anyway, congratulations, Cynthia.
Yeah, she is also going to be furthering her education at Wayne State University. She had a 4.0 GPA here at Henry Ford for consecutive, it looks like, from 2009 to 2011.
Wow.
She won a scholarship from the Village Herb Associates of the Henry Ford.
Cool.
And this summer, she's going to be doing more with her academic experience and training with an internship at Dr. Melody Neely's laboratory at Wayne State University's Department of
Immune System. So there you go, biotechnology, how it affects
things.
Yes,
and microbiology,
like
fun stuff. I'm so happy that someone like her is doing this.
As we talk about it on the radio.
Exactly.
Congratulations. Yeah, I'm really, I mean, again, something big on that, of course, leads me to tell people if
this
you,
is really cool stuff. You know, I'm really happy that she's around.
Well, for people, I know
that, you know what I mean.
I do. You're
you listening know what I mean too. I'm you're just happy really that happy that there are
she's moving forward in her on her chosen path.
Yeah,
and that HFCC could be such a great stepping stone, which, if you'll follow my logic, means that a lot of people could benefit from going here.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about it every show. We talk about there's always a pending deadline or so maybe for scholarships or for financial aid while
registering.
This is huge. Yeah. Yes, it's what is it, the middle of July?
But you should be registered.
You should already be registered.
Yes.
For fall.
There's still time if you're not. Mm-hmm. Don't get discouraged, especially if you're a new student and you haven't.
If you have to physically come here and register, remember that is probably the hardest part, because after that you can literally go online and take care of everything else once you're actually registered in the system.
Yes.
I don't really have to stand in lines anymore, Lindsay. I like it. I have all my classes for the fall.
Are you full-time? Of course you're full-time. Why am I even asking?
Well, yeah, but that has to do a lot to do with the newspaper. I figure if I'm going to be here anyway, then, yeah.
Dennis is still the editor for the Mirror Times, or Mirror Times.
Oh, boy. I prefer the other paper,
the Mirror News.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm sorry.
But I will say we have Janae Hillman is coming back. She's the copy editor.
Awesome.
And we have a new layout editor, a wonderful young lady named Samantha Kripe. And we have a
welcome.
Wonderful...
I believe I met her at the One Act Place. Was
yes.
she there with her mother, I think?
Yes, she was.
Yeah, I met
Excellent.
Her. Excellent. Yeah. Congratulations. And welcome to the Mirror staff.
That's Sam. And then we also have Damone Anderson will be our online editor and the editor of The Looking Glass. And our business manager, our new business manager, is Jennifer Danowski.
Okay.
Who is just, she's wonderful. And I mean, I know her. She
she's
hung out
new because well, I know her name.
Right.
Okay.
She's been in a lot of things, and she's a big part of the astronomy club.
Mm.
She does a lot of different things, but yeah, she's officially the business manager. So she's new to that position. But you know what, Lindsay, she hung out in the office a little bit last year. So as you were hanging out, you know, we were getting ready for shows and stuff, you may have met her.
Okay.
So, but anyway, yeah. So the Mirror News, our first issue will be out the first week we come back, which is the week of August 25th
is the first day back here.
So I think the paper comes out on the 26th, I think.
Wow.
Which is a Friday, I believe.
Yeah, if you say so.
Whatever. The Friday.
I start in September. So.
Do you really?
Yeah, I start later.
After Labor Day?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I think so. God, I hope so.
Yeah. That'll make for a really interesting September show. Well. So we'll just keep under our hat. So everybody, if you're not enrolled, if you're not a student,
and you want to be a
in
student.
The system or whatever, just come in, register, get a student number. After that, you should be able to go online and take care of everything you need to. If there's a financial aid issue,
so affordable. This is the top school, one of the top schools in the nation, and it's
one of the least
expensive. Yeah, how does that work?
I don't know.
Someone's doing a really good job up there in the budget world.
I guess. Yeah, I mean, and we have this brand new parking lot. We have all these different
things. Our science building is going to be.
Oh, it's being renovated as we speak.
It's completely revamped. Yes.
You know, and it's weird because every time, today was the first day I went by and they were actually on a break, a real break.
Yeah.
Usually when I go by, it's busy, bustle. You know, when you're driving down the road and there's construction and you look around and you go, nobody's doing anything.
I've never seen that happen. Construction?
Whatever.
What's that?
Yeah. Welcome to Michigan, Lindsay.
It's our state symbol, didn't you know?
But when you go by and you see these people, these young and old, there's women and men out there in hard hats just doing their thing. And you're like, okay, this is going to be done.
Right.
Because I don't know, I got to tell you, I was a little nervous. Yeah. I actually took a chemistry class because I'll need that eventually. And it was a 12-week, you know, normally it's a 16-week semester, but it was a 12-week class because of the renovations.
Mm-hmm.
A little nervous, you know, taking, to me, chemistry is like, I might as well be learning a foreign language.
Yeah. He's getting ready for biotechnology.
Yeah, because I'm going to, no, whatever. But anyway, I did well in the chemistry class, even though it was 12 instead of 16 weeks. But I'm looking around and I'm like, man, they have just too much to do. There's no, it's kind of like the way I looked at the parking lot. I'm like, there's no way they're going to get it done in time. No
way. Everyone was rather pessimistic on campus about the whole parking lot situation.
Because we understand Michigan construction.
Yeah.
Regardless of if it's on a main road or your parking lot. I mean, yeah. It really, there's a lot of reasons to be cynical. Many, mm-hmm. many. Anyway, it came out beautifully, and I'm sure that the science building will follow.
Yes.
The same way. We actually have a couple things going on with the station coming up. And I know our next show, you and I will be back on August 9th.
Yeah, but we'll be able to be heard on the radio before that.
When?
On Saturday.
Why?
Because they're going to be the Concert of Colors broadcasting live downtown.
People may not know about, this is one of like Detroit's best kept secrets.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Well, you went last year.
Yeah.
Weren't you pleasantly surprised about that?
I had a good time.
I had a great time.
I always have a good time.
Well, we had, I know, that's true.
Yeah.
But we got, there were a lot of bands. I don't know if you were familiar with the October Babies.
I am.
Okay. Well, you are now. Were you last year?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
See, I'd never heard of them.
No?
And they came out with energy. It's a, how do you describe them? The lead singer is from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The other people in the band, I believe they're from the Ann Arbor area, but yeah. She's right. She really is. She's right from Japan. And it's a really high energy, almost like a techno.
Yeah.
Is that accurate? Pop, techno?
Kind of. I don't know what to, they're in like a whole bracket of their own.
Yeah.
They're in their own musical genre. They
really
are the October Babies. Really high energy.
And she'll break in, a lot of it, some of it will be in Japanese. Mm-hmm. Some of it, an American version of, I mean, it's just crazy stuff. They'll be down there, and they've actually been on with Mr. White on the Motor Live.
They have.
Thursday.
Yes,
Thursday's
Motor Live Drive.
At 5 o'clock. And so I'm really looking forward to that. There's a gentleman named Sean Blackman. He was, I believe, with Zapp-Toro last year, but I think this year he's...
That's who that was.
Yeah,
he was amazing. Yeah, because I saw Zapp-Toro last year.
They were awesome. They will not be there this year, but Sean Blackman will.
Okay.
So what you see there is the lineup of the Don Was Detroit All-Star Review, and he has, I don't know how many bands, what is it, 20 different bands there?
A ridiculous amount of bands. And what's even cooler?
What?
It's free.
It's free. It's amazing,
and you know,
it's free
that Dennis and I are there. And is there food? Yeah, but that's not free, but it's good.
No, but it's really good. And you're downtown. You're right on Woodward. It's Max Fisher
building. Yeah, Fisher building.
Is that by Orchestra Place?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's right on Woodward. It's not far from like, what's it called? Garden Bowl?
Yeah.
Right? The Majestic.
Yeah, it's down the street from there.
Right.
And they have like a whole outdoor area, like the alleyway is the vendors.
I forgot about that.
That's where the food is.
And last year
they were cooking up all kinds of like Caribbean jerk chicken. Oh my God.
Oh, it was amazing. You remember Kendra was there? They were the belly dancers. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
Well, that's what.
How could I forget belly dancers?
I remember.
Wow, Dennis.
Kendra told me that they were going to be live. There were some, because there's an outdoor stage as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they were performing outdoors. So I went out there and I saw her. Kendra, we had classes with Kendra.
Yeah.
Said hello. The next thing I know, I'm watching Zapp-Toro and Kendra's up on stage dancing.
Awesome.
And I asked her on Facebook, I said, will you be back this year? And she said, no. She says, unless you know of a band that wants belly dancers. And I'm thinking a lot of them probably would. You know?
Yeah, well, shoot.
I know.
You need to get on the ball here.
Oh, because they were amazing.
Get on the belly.
They were so good.
What
do you see?
Well, no, I was just going to mention that it's all free and... The outdoor area has like the multicultural food and vendor area where you can buy, you know, really cool. No, but it's really cool, like market area.
Really cool
with
stuff.
With handmade, homemade, like goods and homemade foods. So Awesome.
Like, they'll have the barbecue, like, the grill's going, and they're just throwing food on.
They're doing the ice cream social again, too, at St. Patrick Church, is right down there.
Oh, that's
and they
right.
do the ice cream social the same weekend, and it's just, you know,
well, I love let's explain cream. This, because this is every year. Well, I don't know which one is. I think this is the
19th,
right?
Yeah.
And it starts actually on Thursday with some stuff, July 14th.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few things going on. Usually, last year was at the DIA. Is that the case?
No, the Thursday is at the Charles H. Wright Museum
That's
of
right.
African American History, which is farther down Woodward, across from like the DIA, Kitty
Not
Corner.
Not far from the library,
Kitty
right?
Corner, yeah, kind of by, see, I relate everything to where I park for Wayne State.
I know,
and I go to
funny.
Classes.
I relate everything to like the historical museum and the library. Yeah. And it's kind of in that area.
It's yeah.
And then that's on Thursday. Friday, is that at the DIA?
Friday is at the DIA. That's where there will be Mr. B's Joy Box Express, and then there's going to be the film.
Which film?
From Britain with Love. It's a Africa United.
Huh.
Yeah.
Last year they did like a horror film. Do you remember it was like Frankenstein or the original Dracula or something? Do you remember that?
No, but I love your memory.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't remember that.
Dude, I could be totally making this up.
It sounds good.
Yeah, okay. I'll say it with confidence.
Sounds really
and
good.
And they did a version of Dracula that had never been... No,
yeah.
I remember some
no,
kind of
I do
horror
remember
film.
That I wanted to go with you and something came up because we were in that film class. We were in the horror and sci-fi film class
That's right,
together.
In the spring.
And then we wanted to go... I wanted to go see this... this Dracula flick.
I think it was. It was like an original movie.
Yeah.
That was at the DIA. But of course, on Saturday and Sunday, WHFR actually has
a booth
out in the lobby
two
for promotions,
booths.
Right?
Yes.
And then there's two stages. There's a main stage, and the other stage is called the diversity stage. That doesn't include the outdoor stage.
Mm-mm.
But the diversity stage is in a smaller, it's really not that much smaller. It's pretty big, actually.
Yeah.
And we set up a table right next to the stage off to the right. If you're looking at the stage, and we broadcast live from the diversity stage, from that area. And Lindsay and I will be on Saturday at least from 3 to 4, at least.
Well, I think we're going to work on being on together longer.
Yeah, we can figure
it out.
I'll
be there 3 to 5, I think. And I know October Babies begins. I think their set starts around 4-ish, somewhere in there. So we will be on during the October Babies.
So people have an idea of what's going on. We're actually broadcasting the music that's going on at Concert of Colors,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll in between sets we'll talk or whatever, and maybe try to get some interviews with the band members or anybody that's around. We'll try to be ambassadors down there too. What the heck, right?
We can.
I think
we will.
It's done.
It's a done deal.
So that's Concert of Colors.
It's being sponsored by amazing place. Access is one of the big promote sponsors
right here in Dearborn
of the Concert of Colors for years. Access has been a major part of Concert of Colors. I think Access is like pretty much the beginning of Concert of Colors.
Well, I thought it was founded, if I'm not mistaken, by Ishmael, who was part of Access, founded Access.
Yes.
And he went on to different things in the Department of Human Services. I believe he's got a nice gig at U of M Dearborn right now.
Yeah. The Arab American National Museum is one of the newer sponsors of the festival.
Really, really.
Or concert, I should say.
A very strong sponsor, though.
Yes.
Biggest part of the organization, I think, takes place there. And of course, WHFR is a media partner and broadcast partner with it too. Saturday and Sunday is the brunt of the music. Do you remember? You know, you're too young to remember. Was not was the brothers from Detroit that did.
We talked about it last
something
year.
About
I
a,
do remember that
about
we
a
talked.
Dinosaur.
Yeah, I don't. I just remember what you said last year, Dennis.
Okay. But you really don't remember.
No.
Anyway, and some of the other bands, I love the Mugs.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
But see, the Mugs aren't on the official lineup, Dennis. I believe that they're playing the after shows.
Is that right? Okay.
They're not on the, though they're doing the after VIP special hangout thing.
They're not, okay.
They're not on the lineup.
All right. You might be right.
I think I am. Wait, did you just say that?
No, because
did you just say that?
This is
podcasted.
I know. I take it back because there they are, the Mugs on the lineup.
Oh, well, why aren't they on this big giant poster?
Well, they're only
right
on the person
oh,
who needs
they're
to
here.
Know.
They're here. Mm. I see this. Yeah, they're here.
Yeah. Thanks, Lindsay.
All right. Lindsay was wrong.
I'm sorry, what?
Dennis was right.
Oh, my gosh.
Ouch.
That was way too easy.
Oh, it's horrible.
All right. So I guess what we're trying to say is come down on Saturday or Sunday. We'll both be there broadcasting on Saturday, 3 o'clock.
So,
and then I'll be watching the concert, and then I'll be back on Sunday. I don't know if you will. but I'm going to be on the promotions table on Sunday.
I will not be working with WHFR, but I'm sure I'll be down there having fun, walking around.
Cool.
And I might be, I'll definitely be hanging out by the WHFR.
Yeah, and if somebody has some kind of question or whatever, I'm sure you'll make something up.
Yeah, I'll give a tour. I'll show people around the concert and show them where all the fun's at.
That's cool.
This is Martha Reeves, Mitch Ryder, plus the Detroit Cobras. They're all playing together.
What they did last year was they all came up. They would do a few songs and come out, and then at some point, most if not all, kind of joined together.
Sweet.
Yeah,
this is really cool. Billy Brandt's there too. Wow, and you know, I'm really interested to see this Pablo Mayer's Folklore Urbano Orchestra. Sounds cool.
Wow.
Doesn't it sound neat?
The way you said it, yeah,
it sounds neat.
When I read it, I was like, oh. But the way you said it was kind of cool.
Pretty cool.
Anyway, that's Concert of Colors. I am so proud to be a part of that. And I love it. Just, I don't know, I get geeked about it because the music is that good.
Yeah.
We were rocking last year. We were dancing.
Yeah.
Seriously. Even Jay was dancing.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at the promotions booth outside. I could hear him dancing.
Oh,
I could hear you guys having a good old time.
That is really funny. Yeah.
Do you want to take a real quick non-commercial break?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to do that, and we're going to come right back on to the HFCC Campus Connection with Dennis and Lindsay. This is Put Me on the Radio by our good friends Mitch and Anthony, who are Dearborn locals.
Dearborn residents, yep.
Thanks a lot, guys. Here it is.
And we'll be back.
Performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a friend of HFCC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
Kevin, now that you're in eighth grade, let's not talk about alcohol. You've got a lot going on, sports, homework, so I'm sure you haven't noticed where we keep the alcohol in the house. When you hang out with your friends, I know how innocent it is. You play video games, watch educational TV programs. Besides, you're too smart to have friends who drink. And by the time you reach high school, trying to be cool and fit in will be the last thing on your mind. You'll be focused on getting into my alma mater, not experimenting with drinking. So don't worry. I won't ask you if you've tried alcohol or what you're doing when you sleep over a friend's house. I mean, you're too young to even think about stuff like drinking. Right, kiddo?
Real kids are curious about alcohol. 40% try it by the 8th grade. Start a real conversation at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. Talk early. Talk often. Get others involved. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
My name is Ruth Rusi. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Rusi. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
HFCC's Campus Connection with Lindsay and Dennis, live from Henry Ford Community College in beautiful Dearborn, Michigan. Please remember that the opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of anyone here at Henry Ford Community College. They could be just Lindsay and or Dennis's.
That's right.
And
very well said, Dennis.
The beautiful thing is they don't tell us what to say.
Not at all.
I wonder, do you ever wonder if they listen and just go, oh, I can't say it. No, I think they're happy. They wouldn't call us ambassadors if...
Right.
Or we wouldn't...
We were given that title.
I love how you're looking at me right now. Weren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We want to recap. We were fortunate to have one of the key... There's a committee that is putting everything together for the Concert of Colors. Obviously, there's members of the Arab American National Museum, people from the actual Maxim Fisher building, and then, of course, WHFR. Mm-hmm. And Mr. White is such an active part of this, as he was last year and prior years. He doesn't even have an opportunity. He's so involved in this, he and his wife, that he doesn't have an opportunity to even broadcast with us because he's doing a lot of behind-the-scenes things. Mm-hmm. And he seemed, last year I saw him intermittently, and he always was running. So I know he's kept very busy, but he loves what he's doing. And he handed us the complete Concert of Color schedule. And I just want to recap that again, the 14th, there's a lot of things going on, but it's at the, what museum is that? I'm sorry, the Charles Wright Museum? Charles H. Wright?
That's the African History Museum.
And that's on Thursday. On Friday, there's stuff going on at the DIA. And please, you can check all this out, www.concertofcolors.com. You can get more info at 313-624-0215. We're going to be down there broadcasting. We're going to be down there. I think doors are at 2 o'clock, so we'll be down there setting up. Lindsay and I will be broadcasting on Saturday from at least 3 to 4, because that's when we're scheduled, maybe longer. Mm-hmm. She'll be there longer. And then, again, that night is the big Don Was Detroit All-Star Review. Monstrous. It's a huge event. Love it.
Yes.
And that's in the big main stage, and then the diversity stage, a lot of things are going on as well. And I was confused a little bit last year because I couldn't get back and forth. Once you're in the big area, you're sort of a captive audience, mm-hmm. but there's so much going on. The diversity stage, in my opinion, was just as cool, just as dynamic. So wherever you end up, you're going to enjoy yourself. The music is
amazing. It's going to be a beautiful day, too. Plus, even the outdoor stage is where I love to be outside, you know that. So the outdoor stage is going to be a fun time, too. All of it's just going to be lots of fun, and it's free.
It's free.
And such good vibes. The people that are down there to go to this, that know about this, are probably, like, in my opinion, some of the coolest people in the D, man.
And when we call it Concert of Colors, what that means is it's really a concert of different cultures. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of things going into this. You'll have reggae. You'll have stuff that may be like more of a Spanish influence. And then you'll have independent rock, and then the pop techno stuff from the October Babies.
There's an East Indian jazz and soul band. I mean, where can you hear that?
There's also a storyteller. He's early on Saturday or Sunday. He was last year anyway. He was a gentleman, and he had a couple things after his name, and then it said storyteller. Do you see that at all?
Yeah, LaRon Williams.
Amazing.
Yes.
He literally told stories. He got this was very family friendly. He got the kids involved.
He'll be on Sunday.
Yeah. Is it
at 4 p.m. actually on the diversity stage.
Is that one of the very first things on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. As he was last year. He incorporates all these different things and props and things like that, and he gets the kids involved, and he tells these wonderful stories, and they have meaning. I mean, they're like parables, and it's pretty cool. So I wanted to share that this isn't just music, although the music is phenomenal. Everything else involved is pretty cool, too. What are you looking for?
I keep hearing a ting. Do you hear a ting?
Yeah, I think it's my chair.
Oh, okay. All right. I thought I was... holding my wires from my headphones all up because I think...
Well, somebody asked me where I wanted to sit, and I said, I'll take that ting.
Jeez, Dennis. That was a good one. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, that was horrible. Shame on you for laughing. Anyway, something else going on with our station that takes place...
Every Thursday, the Motor Live Drive.
Right.
This Thursday is going to be Immigrant Sons,
who are also performing at Concert of Colors. So if you want a little preview of one of the bands, listen to Thursday, At 5 o'clock, it's the motor this week. Motor Live Drive at 5. Listen at 5 o'clock. WHFR.
Immigrant Sons. It's World Rock, and they will be Saturday on the diversity stage at 8:15.
So at night.
At night.
At 8:15 p.m.
8:15.
But I wanted to talk about homecoming as well, because I don't. That falls just prior to our.
It's August 5th.
Yeah, we're August 9th.
We're August 9th, so right before our next show, we will be all homecomed out.
And it's kind of weird because spring and summer at a college typically are slower, mm-hmm. right? But spring or summer at our station, these are our biggest events.
Yes.
I mean, Concert of Colors is monstrous. When you broadcast live, a remote broadcast is always huge
yes.
with our station. And then in addition to that, we're doing the same thing during homecoming, which takes place Ford Field here in Dearborn. West Dearborn, what is it, Brady and...
It's Ford Field.
Ford Field, everybody knows.
Yeah.
West Dearborn.
Yeah, West Dearborn.
Behind Michigan Avenue.
That's right.
Okay, thank you. And that's a big deal for us because
Are we doing the used CD sale, which we do pretty much every single year?
You read
year?
My mind.
Yeah.
In fact, we're purging now.
Okay.
We're going through our entire library.
Which is huge.
If anybody's been in our station, you know that all you have to do is look around and you can't turn around without seeing a wall full of CDs.
Yeah.
Well... Every year, at least once a year, we go through them. And the point of our station, our mission, part of our mission is to bring new music to you. If something's been here a while, we purge it, which means that's the bonus and the benefit to the listener. You come out to this thing, you'll find big tubs full mm-hmm. of CDs, used CDs. You can buy them for $1.
Hundreds of CDs.
But the best deal we have is you buy a bag for $10.
Yes.
And you're thinking, boy, that must be a really cool bag for $10. Well, no, the bag's pretty nondescript. But...
Recyclable.
Right. Whatever you can fit in that bag as far as CDs, you can bring with you. So if you can put in 11, they're no longer $1 each. They're cheaper.
You can put in way more than 11 yes. CDs. I saw people last year, like I saw this one guy, he stuffed, had to be at least 40 CDs.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, if I took them out of the case.
That's not allowed, Dennis.
That's not allowed. Right?
No. Don't.
I'm always looking for cut corners, aren't I?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't listen to Dennis.
Don't ever listen to Dennis. Although I was right about the mugs?
You weren't right.
You said.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Yeah. When Lindsay says something.
Yeah, my gosh,
it's the law.
That's the truth.
But anyway, so the homecoming thing, that is the homecoming weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
You said, let's see, if we're the 9th. The 8th. So it'd be the 5th, 6th, and 7th.
There's a little rumor going around Dearborn.
Oh, boy. What's the rumor?
The rumor is that there will only be fireworks one night of homecoming this year.
I think, based on what I know, I would say that that's probably accurate.
I think the rumor's true.
Just because of the cutting costs.
Yeah, they haven't said what night it's going to be. I would suspect the closing night when we're going to have the Journey tribute band.
Which is like the main, that every year they have a main, like a headliner or whatever.
Yeah.
Last year was a Billy Joel tribute band or Billy Joel tribute person.
Yeah. And,
and this
was
year it's a Journey tribute band.
Yes.
But there's also an Eagles band.
Oh, is there?
Before that. I think that's on Friday night or whatever.
Yeah. You can come but never leave type deal. Friday night.
Yeah.
That was bad.
And then they have, what's the, yeah.
That was terrible.
Is that Hotel California?
Yeah, that was really bad.
No, I'm like going through lyrics in my head now. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll be singing that on the way home. But and then they also have, don't they have like, they're having like a Beatles band that plays.
Are they?
A replica. I think there's tribute, there's covers, and there's replicas.
Yeah. And the best then, of.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, Journey and Eagles will be represented. You know, I'm not by any means slamming. Journey's fine. I have no problem with it. And these tribute bands tend to try to imitate or emulate or whatever. They try to, you know, duplicate is the best word, I guess,
mm-hmm.
the original band as much as they can.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I'm all right with it.
I know. Well, I mean, when you're
the... What was Journey doing? Like, they were booked probably, huh? That's all right. That's all right. You know, I bet this tribute band is going to be really good.
Well, I would think so. I mean, you know, they're popular and they've toured.
The bringing all this up was the whole fireworks display for Dearborn Homecoming is one of the best fireworks display. Like, Dearborn puts on awesome fireworks.
Yeah.
Really does. And we, I say we, like,
yeah.
I am I am
so
Dearborn.
What time are you going to do that?
I am Dearborn. I will be putting off the fireworks possibly on Sunday with the Journey tribute band.
I haven't decided whether I'm going to do it just the one night.
Yeah.
It might be that.
I'm thinking, though.
That's funny. Yeah. You're telling me about these
donations
rumors.
Can be, you know, made out to, sent to.
Lindsay spell.
L-Y.
We'll be down there and we do the purge. And which is basically a CD sale for a buck, or you buy the bag and fill it with as many as you can. We always, like every year, we tend to get the mayor. Mm-hmm. You know, there's dignitaries walking by. We tend to snatch them up.
Yeah.
And
it's fun.
It is.
Last year
we talked to the chief of police, Chief of Dodd.
We're right there across from the Big Ben giant, if that's where the ride's going to be again, that big giant Big Ben
they're
ride.
Moving stuff.
I know.
So we have to
but
be careful.
I'm just remembering last year where we were with all the rides. That was a loud ride.
It was really loud.
loud ride.
What Lindsay's referring to is the fact that we broadcast, and sometimes the ambient sound isn't as flattering as we would like. Is that
sometimes
a good way
it's
to
great,
it?
Though. Timing couldn't be better
like,
at
people
times.
Screaming.
Yeah.
That's
WHFR. Ah,
well, that's not what they're screaming. No, they're screaming, let me off this ride. No, but we'll most likely be in the same place, which is around the last bend
down the hill
before you. Yeah, down the hill,
down at the bottom of the hill,
but toward Michigan Avenue, on that side of the bridge.
Big blue tent, WHFR.
Yes. Well, we'll have our two.
We'll have our two.
One,
well, yeah,
for the actual.
But
bins.
It's our station color, our royal blue,
blue and white,
pretty blue and white.
Well, I'll be wearing our blue and white something.
Yeah, something.
Yeah,
we'll
polo
be
shirt.
Wearing something.
Well, you have a polo shirt, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to, you know, you can go to Land's End and you can order WHFR goods. Is it Land's End?
Yes.
Yeah. You're looking, okay, yeah.
No, that's
you can,
the brand.
You can order anything and have a WHFR logo put on it. I mean, you can, like, get anything down to, like, your underoos.
Really?
Yeah, you can get anything with WHFR put on it. So it's going to be warm. You remember how hot it was last year?
No, it was really hot.
I'm never going to complain about heat again. I'm looking. Yeah, yeah. You're from Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma. It might be 100 here, but it must be 150 there. Right. Whatever.
That's really hot underneath that tent. Dearborn Homecoming.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to look into getting a tank top with WHFR on it. And anybody can go on to WHFR.fm, and there is
a store,
and they will link you up to get over to Land's End where you can special order any goods that you want that has the WHFR logo on it.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool idea. You know what was the worst, though? It was warm last year, and if you look behind us, do you remember what was directly behind our tent?
The water?
Yeah, like a little pond.
Yeah.
Kids were fishing in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been nothing for me just to, like, go running in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. This year I might dress accordingly, just in case.
You're going to get a WHFR bathing suit? Swimsuit for the pond?
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't already have. I should already have one.
Yeah. For the pond?
Well.
Never
mind.
Anyway. No, but seriously, I mean, that was really, it was really hot,
it was really hot.
But this year, the weather's supposed to be great.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at in 3 weeks in advance. Isn't it like 2 weeks from this weekend, Linz?
Just about.
Oh, my gosh.
Just about. It is. Yeah. Wow.
Summer's flying.
Summer, it won't even say that.
When do you start school at?
We're not talking about school for me.
Okay. No. Oh, you said after September.
After, I hope. I sure hope.
I guarantee you that one of the first things you're going to do when you leave here is go check your schedule.
Yeah.
But actually, knowing you, you'll probably wait till September to check your schedule, right?
Yeah. I'll wait till I get an email from the dean.
Yeah. I'll let you know during the September show when we started.
Right.
Well, look, it's getting late. Lisa walked in, so...
It must be almost time to go.
Yeah. Well, I had fun.
Oh, this was a great time.
Well, we love doing this live. And the summer, there's less going on, I think. I mean, we've talked about this, so it's like a little more relaxed. So, and as always, it's awesome to see you. I did want to give...
Our next show is August 9th.
That's a Tuesday at
1 o'clock.
And we're doing that live.
And we will be live.
Yep.
Once again, I don't plan on being out of town. Dennis will not be farming in Oklahoma.
No.
We will both be here.
That's right.
Live on the radio, August 9th.
My son's birthday is the 10th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but no, we're not going to surprise him.
Oh,
no.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, now you blew the surprise.
I did.
Jeez, Dennis.
What I wanted to talk about really quick, students enroll today at HFCC. Fall 2011 term begins August 25th. For more information or to schedule a tour of campus, please visit www.hfcc.edu/admissions. It says, don't delay. HFCC offers more than 100 programs geared toward you.
More than 100 programs, and many of them are top in the nation.
And many of them, well, at least one I can think of off the top of my head is within the top 25 in the nation. In the nation.
Nation.
Not in, I mean, forget Michigan. We're talking about.
And it's one of like the hugest fields that you can get a job in right now. Hugest fields.
It's the most hugest.
It's the most hugest field.
Doesn't get any bigger than
you can get a job in right now. Health careers, nursing and health careers. Huge.
You know, and I wish I had more of a desire. You know, that's like the one thing I'm like, eh.
Yeah.
But that's why I'll be a...
That's why we do what we do.
A poor radio guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, we...
No, this, yeah. Whatever, I may be poor in my wallet, but I'm rich in spirit.
Breaking news, man.
That's right. That's right. We talk about fall 2011. Please remember that you can work on this radio station. All you have to do is take TCM 189. It's a one credit class. It's for 8 weeks. No matter, even if it's a 16-week schedule, like fall and winter term, mm-hmm. it's still only 8 weeks. You meet once a week for a couple hours. When you learn a lot. Don't get me wrong.
FCC regulations.
Absolutely. It's not. This isn't a cakewalk. I mean, it's pretty intense. Mm-hmm. But when you're done, you pass that exam, you have the ability to be on the radio. As you know, I'm part of the Michigan Association of Broadcasting Foundation.
Yes.
I'm on the Student Advisory Committee. And I talk to people, students from all over the state, and I've yet to find a program that is as, for lack of a better word, effective. Meaning you get what you put into it. Don't get me wrong. This isn't a lay down and you're going to get an A and your next thing you know on the radio. You got to put forth the effort. But I've found nothing that in such a short period of time can get you ready and get you radio on air qualified mm-hmm. other than the program here at WHFR. So please, if nothing else, look at that. And there is a way to be a part of the station here and take this class without actually being a student. You can be a continuing ed student.
Yes.
You don't have to enroll full-time for school or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And that may even save you a couple bucks.
Definitely.
But the point is that you can go to call a school or come, just show up, go into, talk to a counselor. Probably good to make an appointment. Definitely good to make an appointment. hfcc.edu. But go to the /admissions. You'll see everything you need there. And, WHFR is, I don't know, it's one of the greatest decisions I made. We getting ready?
I think so.
I hear music.
Yeah, it's put me on the radio.
This is. Thank you, Mitch and Anthony. Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
I had a lot of fun, as always. I always do. I will see you Saturday. Hopefully people will come down and see us. Concert of Colors.
Come say hello to me and Dennis. We will be at the Diversity Stage booth, right?
Yep, Max Fisher.
At the Max Fisher.
That's on Woodward.
On Saturday.
That's right.
It's going on all weekend long, Thursday to Sunday. It's free, family fun.
ConcertofColors.com or 313-624-0215. Come down and see us. Say hello to Dennis and Lindsay. Just mention the words Campus Connection, and I'll give you a pen.
Exact. I'll give you a pen too. Two pens. One from me, one from Dennis.
That's right.
Maybe, and then we'll even sign like your arm or something.
Really?
Okay. I would.
Lindsay will sign your arm.
All right.
All right, thanks.
Have a beautiful day.
Talk to you in a month.